This call is being recorded.
Ready? Hi. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for Tuesday, March 17, 2026 at 5 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call, Director Melissa Carlin.
Here. Board Chair Terry Kincher.
Here.
General Manager James Clark.
Here.
We'll go under the financials tab. First is going to be the balance sheet as of February 28th, 2026. So on line 5, we have the total cash and investments. So that is our Chase Bank, LAIF, California Class, and cash. That total balance was at $2.9 million at the month end. And then way down on line 36, we have total liabilities, which was at
$332,124
at the month end. Any questions on this page? No. Moving on to the actual budget versus what we've actually spent. And this is, again, as of February 28th, 2026. Year-to-date is 67% of the year, so I'm just going to point out some that are either way over or way under 67%. So first is revenues. On line 7, we have basic facilities fees. I think I bring this one up every month because it's at 112%. We only budgeted for 4 3/4 inch and 4 5/8 inch services, but so far we've had 7 3/4 inch and then 2 upgrades and I believe 5/8 inch. Moving on to line 13, we have the miscellaneous non-operating income. We didn't budget anything for that because that's just kind of random unbudgeted items. So we budgeted nothing, but so far we have $131,000 in that account. That is due to the sale of the 2022 Ford, that truck that we used to have. We sold that one and then bought an older truck. And then also the sale of the Elm Street property. Okay. On line, that $93,000 from this month, that's for the Elm Street property sale. On line 14, we have interest income for investment accounts. That is most of our reserves are in the California Class account, so that's where we get most of our interest, and it's been higher than we budgeted for. And total revenues on line 17 is at 74%, so that's a little bit over than 67%.
And then moving on to expenses,
on line 35 we have facilities, wells, T&D, other. That's at 114%. Most of that was due to the Bonita Vault and Almond Vault valves that were maintenance. And then also some SCADA upgrades were included in that line as well. And we also are going to be paying for licensing for SCADA. We're going to be paying for 3 years' worth, just because if we pay for it for 3 years' worth, we won't have to worry about the increase in prices every year for the next 2 years. So that'll be coming up soon. It's going to be going into that account. But I believe how the accountants record it is for the 2 years, they're going to account for it in the next years, but it doesn't show up in here, I don't think. On line 40, supplies and equipment, we're at 77%. That is mostly due to the purchase of bill statements, the water billing statements, and envelopes. On 44, we have printing and publications, which is at 161%. That was due to the GM and field crew worker job postings. On line 45, we have computer services, which is at 97%. It's way down from last year because we ended up switching to a different IT company, but it's more than we budgeted for because we're paying for Microsoft 365 email management. We used to pay for like a one-time license and then we didn't have to worry about it anymore, but but now they want us to do like a monthly subscription, and so we didn't plan for that, so that's why that's higher than we expected. And moving on to the next page,
we have
line 58, other fees / State Water Resource Control Board. That's at 123%. So we paid the State Water Resource Control Board fees, but it was also due to the Elm Street property boundary survey. So we paid an extra $3,500 in that account for that survey that was that ended up resulting in the $93,000 that we incurred.
So not really bad.
And then I wasn't going to point out anything else except for the net income / loss. Right now we're at a net income of $463,000, which is a lot more than we planned for. And any questions?
A lot more than we planned.
Yeah.
You went ahead and did the Well 2 thing?
No. No, we didn't. We scheduled it with them.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't sign off on anything or do anything.
Okay,
like
so we're just going to wait until after the meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's some other line items. Is that line item on here, that 165,000?
Yeah, it's on the last page.
Because Mike had budgeted for a pipeline, the Bonita pipeline. It's line 4.
Yes.
That $160,000 was to extend Bonita past that red house, the red barn,
right,
all the way to connect to Arrowhead, but
right,
looking like that's not going to happen in the near future, so we were going to try to use that money for Well 2 just in case it's worst-case scenario, you know what I mean?
It shouldn't be nearly that much.
It shouldn't be, but we're going to try to do that, and then Well 4 needs SCADA. It's never had SCADA, so SCADA is how you control it from your phone,
right,
from the computer. So with those two combined, I don't even think it'll be 160. It'll probably be 100. So
okay,
we're going to try to use that funding. Obviously, that's,
that's a good idea.
But, yeah. And then we can just budget into the next year's cycle for that pipeline again if they want it. Because we just had a meeting with him about a week ago, week and a half ago. And he's taken the numbers that we gave him to his bosses at Arrowhead just to see what they think about it. So that would be huge for us. But at the same time, they pull a lot of water during the, they sometimes use 500,000 gallons a day, so
that could put a strain on our system, you know, so we don't know if it's worth it yet to
without upsizing that line, it probably would be a big strain.
Yeah, and but the good thing about
making putting a 12-inch all the way down is then we can finally loop the system all the way down past, all the way down Elm, you know,
right,
so it'll be looped, but there's a few homes there at the end that bought property thinking that they had water there and they never had water, so.
But you still wouldn't be able to hook up those properties. I mean, you still have to run laterals to those properties.
Yeah, yeah, but at least it's there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it would be closer, but it still would be really expensive to hook them up.
Yeah. But anyway, that's that line 4, that's, we were just kind of thinking about that the other day, that we could use that and postpone the whole Arrowhead thing.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
That was actually, we were going to talk about that anyway, so it worked out fine.
Well,
yeah, that was pretty much it for me.
They called me the other day and said they were going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah,
and
we
told them to go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I kind of mentioned it to you, too. We did tell them to go ahead with it, but they're so busy, so they're going to try to schedule it.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Well, I'm glad it worked out after meetings.
Yeah, so good thing we did tell them.
Yeah.
Yes. They're trying to schedule it now.
All right.
That was actually kind of it. I guess on the last page, capital detail. The only thing I was going to mention was the rate study. So I remember last month I was like, $22,000 seems low because I know we spent a lot more on the rate study. It's because we spent $24,000 last fiscal year, and then this fiscal year we spent $22,000. So the total that we spent for the rate study was $46,000, almost $47,000. It's just that this is only showing from this year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of it, unless you have any questions on any of the stuff.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so let's adjourn to signing checks.